All right, welcome back to MythBusters, up to myth number 124. Learning today is sponsored by Sandra Schur in memory of her father, Asher Ben Shalom, by Moshe Roberta Stahl in memory of Moshe's mother, Tishrana Miriam Bas Moshe Halevi, and by Stanley Turitz in memory of his father, Zeb Ben Chaim Ruvein, Tehenish Masat Shur B'Tzura Chaim. Okay, so in honor of Parshas Chayesara, the first Kvura in the Torah, we will learn maybe a little bit of a myth or just better understanding regarding one of the Inyani Kivura, and that is one allowed to, supposed to bury a Jew who has a tattoo? If so, what is the protocol for where this person should be buried? Maybe some misconceptions regarding that. So, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin tells us that in every Jewish cemetery, Beis HaKvaros, there were two sections. There's one section for those who died of either natural causes or Rachman al Tzan, some sort of accidents, but in the course of life, and others who were put to death by the basin, capital punishment. So there is a separate special section for those who incurred the Mises Basin. They were buried in that separate section. Within the section of Mises Basin, of capital punishment, those who were put to death by basin, there were two sections. There was the more severe chotim, more severe sinners, those who were killed by skila and srefa, and the less severe, those who were killed by Herig and Chenek. So there was clearly a hierarchy. Why was this so? What is the reason behind all this? So the Gemara Sanhedrin, that Mem Zayin Amin Aleph said, Lefi she'ein kovrin Rasha etzel tzadik, because you're not allowed to bury a Rasha, wicked person, next to a tzadik, a righteous person. Says who? Where does that come from? Is that from the Torah? Does the Torah say that? No. Although you could suggest there's a hint to it in Avram buying a special burial plot for Sarah and eventually for him, that he didn't want to be buried with the other atheists of his time, but nonetheless, the Gemara doesn't quote the Torah as a mocker for this. It's a story from Navi, story from Elisha Hanavi, who was buried, the Gemara says, and someone went and buried a Rasha next to Elisha. Rashi says that this was a Navi Sheker, false prophet, which is probably a personal affront to Elisha, who is a real good prophet. So after that happened, the Gemara says that Elisha had a Tchias Amesim of sorts. He got up and walked out of his kever and walked to a different location for burial because he couldn't be buried next to the Rasha. We also have stories of this in the Sefer Hasidim. This is quoted in the Shut Kol Mevaser, Chelak Alas Min Alam. Quotes a couple stories in the Sefer Hasidim, wacky type of stories. But then the Sefer Hasidim, one story he writes that there was a tzaddik who was buried in a certain city, and later on they buried a Rasha next to him. The tzaddik came to the members of that city, the board of directors of the city, the Chevra Kadisha, in various dreams, chalomos, and he complained to them, "What have you done to me? You put this foul-smelling Russia next to me. I can't exist like this." And he kept bothering them in these dreams. "What have you done to me?" So we see the issue here is not for the Russia. The issue is for the tzaddik. The tzaddik can't bear to be buried next to a Russia. So what do? Do they exhume the body? No. The Sefer Hasidim says that they built a wall of stones between the two burial plots, and the dream stopped happening. He was satisfied with that. So this is a bit of a spiritual, mystical concept, but it is brought down in the Gemara, that we have separate plots for tzaddikim and rishayim. Not only for tzaddikim and rishayim, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Yoredeya Shin Samach Beis said, hey, number one, ain kovrin tzaddik etzel rasha, but also afilu rasha chamor etzel rasha kal, as we saw from the two sections in the Mises Basin section. You don't even put a severely wicked person next to a moderately wicked person. And also, ain kovrin tzaddik v'kasher ubeinoni etzel chasin muflag. You don't bury a middle-of-the-road Jew next to a super pious person. So there should be some sort of separation based on religious hierarchy. This is where the notion of having, a Chevra Kadisha, a specific burial society, that would choose the standard that they would allow in their section of the Beis HaKvaros. Every Jew, though, is obligated to have we're obligated to give every single Jew an appropriate kvura. This is more a question of where, not if. What should be done if there is a mistake and someone who is really a Rush is put next to a tzaddik? We saw from the dreams from Elisha, it's really a problem. So Rav Moshe has a couple different tshuvas about this in Yoredeya Chelek Av Kuf Samech and Yoredeya Chelek Beis Kuf Lamed Aleph. One tshuva he says, as long as they're 8 amos apart, approximately 12 feet, you have nothing to worry about. It's okay, even if they're technically the same section, but 8 amos apart, that's not etzel, that's not next to. And the other tshuva he says, if they're closer than that, then just build a wall 10 tefachim high to separate them, as was done by the Sefer Hasidim's case. And that would also be okay. Okay, so getting back to the person with the tattoo, so that automatically mean that such a person should be buried in a separate section? Not necessarily. If one does tshuva, then they're not considered a Rasha. I mean, Who hasn't sinned? Everybody sinned. But we don't consider all of us to be Rishayim. Hopefully not. You know, hopefully we're Tzadikim, or at least Beinonim and Kshirim if we do tshuva. So the Shach in your day, Shim Mem Hei, Siv Hei, there he says, here he's talking about sitting Avelis altogether, but the concept is the same. He goes to Shulchan Aruch, that Kosav Arab, De Biragi Lasu Savira, in Misablin, I love someone who is a perpetual sinner, so you don't sit Avelis for them. Venira, the Shach says, De Hainu Kishalo Hisvade Kodem Misaso. That's only if he didn't do Vidoy, or do tshuva before, confess and do tshuva and Abcharata before his death, but if he did, then he's no longer considered a Rasha, and in this case, he would be Shayach to Avelis. So too, the same thing should be true for burial, that if somebody did tshuva on their sins, so they're no longer considered to be a Rasha, which is again true by most, for hopefully all of us, because everybody sins, but we do tshuva, and we're not Rishayim. So when it comes to the person with a tattoo, if they do tshuva, if they have charat over what they did, so they're certainly not considered to be a Rasha over the fact that they received the tattoo. You don't have to remove the tattoo. That is a discussion. It's part of the tshuva process, removing the tattoo. You know, unlike if somebody eats pork, you do tshuva, you're done. Tattoo is still with you, even if you do tshuva and have regret over it. But most posts can say you don't have to. Some say it's even usher to remove the tattoo because it's causing more chavalos to yourself. Bottom line, if that person does tshuva, like anyone else who sinned at some point, they're not a rasha. If they didn't do tshuva, so of course they are obligated to receive an appropriate burial. But yeah, room to say, based on everything we learned, that it should be in a different section.